You.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, June 17th. Glad to have you along on this edition of Talk Back this morning. I am Peter Christian. Good morning, Mr. Nick Christensen. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good morning.
All right. And this is always a special day whenever Walt Caro is joining us this morning, even when he's on the phone. So, Walt Caro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. Good morning, Walt, and welcome back, sir.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be back, even though I'm in Washington, and, the great state of Washington, doing well with grandkids.
Wonderful. So have they worn you out yet, or did you have energy to do the show today?
I've got energy to do the show today. It's, 7 o'clock over here, so they just got up and getting ready for their last day of school.
Oh, wonderful. All right, good deal. Well, Walt, it's always a pleasure to have you on, sir, and I know that you like to start your time with us with a few minutes, a kind of a lesson, if you will, a little tax lesson. So what do you have prepared for us today, sir?
Well, I want to kind of, do a retro in that kind of a prequel to taxes. And, we wouldn't have taxes but for what that our government does for us. Exactly. What does government do that requires taxes?
It defends us. It helps to build the roads. It basically does a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, the key is it spends money.
There you go. And I gotcha.
So spending drives taxes. And, fortunately, at the state level, we have balanced budgets, are almost a requirement. In fact, right. I think for almost all states, it is required. Unfortunately, for the federal government, they got a printing press, and, the result of excessive spending is, one of the contributing factors to inflation. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the, it's a component of government spending, and it's unfortunate because it's grown to be such a big problem, and that is fraud. And the good thing is that at least for people who don't have a bias in everything that they think about, fraud has no political color. It's just an improper use of federal funds, and that means Peter, Nick, and I we're paying those bills, and our taxes would not be as high but for this fraud and excessive spending.
It's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah. But here's some statistics that I've dug up on federal government fraud. The General Accounting Office, and that's a functionary of Congress, of the House of Representatives and the Senate, they estimate fraud losses, annual fraud losses, to be between $233 and $521 billion. And, if you put this spin on it, because the government likes to spin stuff, they'll say, oh, what's that over 10 years? Well, if you extrapolate that with simple multiplication, we're talking anywhere from $2.3 trillion to $5 trillion.
I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here in just a few seconds. When we come back, we're going to continue this first lesson with Walt Caro. So we'll get phone calls later on here on TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back after this. We have have a heart.
Dennis Bragg updating your forecast. A slight chance of scattered showers Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and cooler with highs closer to normal for this time of the year, around the mid-70s. There's still a chance for gusty winds later in the afternoon as well, lingering into the evening with that 20% chance of showers. We'll start to warm up again Thursday. In fact, this could be the first real consistent stretch of summer-like temperatures with highs into the mid to upper 80s to end the week and plenty of sunshine lasting right through the weekend.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number, 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. And we are jumping right back in with Walt Kira, our resident CPA from Elevated Tax and Accounting. Let the lesson continue, Walt, please.
Yeah, so just to repeat, the GAO estimates annual fraud between $233 and $521 billion. So we're talking about a big business here of, fleecing the taxpayers. In addition to that, they have a category of spending called improper payments. So those are claims made that are questionable or dubious or don't fulfill all the requirements. And, the GAO estimates that to be $186 billion a year. So, you know, we're talking about quite a bit of money. And so the next question is, well, what's being done about it? Well, earlier this year, they put together an anti-fraud task force amongst all the various government agencies. And so hopefully they've got wagons surrounding the problem. And the primary focuses on this task force are Medicare, Medicaid fraud, SNAP food assistance fraud, and then grants, loans, and contracts. And, so there's quite a bit of activity getting started. White collar crime takes an awful lot of time and an awful lot of paperwork, and most criminal prosecutors don't want to touch it because it's slow, it's boring, and it's tedious. But nevertheless, it's important that we do beat up on the fraudsters. And as of April, there are 8,000 fraud cases being handled in the courts as we speak. So, that was a couple of months ago. We have what's called the False Claims Act. And in 2025, there was $6.8 billion recovered from the fraudsters. And in 2025, there were 1,297 whistleblower lawsuits filed. So what we're finding out is whistleblowers are the primary driver of fraud detection. So as long as we have that whistleblower incentive out there, because they get a piece of what the government recovers, there's an incentive for that. Another big key area of fraud involves state-administered federal programs. And those are most noticed like in the states of Minnesota. They're coming to light in Ohio, California, probably numerous states. So, anyway.
The thing that I remember about Minnesota, of course, was Ilhan Omar. She was the one, the flashpoint, if you will, of so much, hundreds of millions of dollars of fraud going into those fake, I think, child care centers and health centers, things like that. And it has been a mess for the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, and another one that's even bigger than that is the hospice care fraud in Los Angeles.
Wow.
It seems a high percentage of all the hospice care in the country seems to be being paid into Los Angeles County. So there'll be more information coming out on that. But anyway, I've said my piece with regards to fraud. I hope in the next 3 to 6 months we'll have more information on it, but for now we'll let that rest. I did come across a a stat from the GAO, and they just estimate between 3 and 7% of every dollar ends up in the hands of fraudsters. Wow. So it's is it a big deal? Yeah, it's a big deal. In terms of percentages, it's not, but in terms of dollars, it's huge. And Nick, Peter, and I could take a lot of vacations on what this fraud amounts to.
Well, I'm game if you are, Walt. although I'd feel guilty spending all that time on other people's money. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, we can open it up to calls now if you would so like to.
You bet the lines are free now, and Nick has just pushed the magic button. So if you have a tax question for Walt, please feel free to give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Now keep in mind that Walt, you only have about a little over 50 years of tax experience, right? So there's probably not much you haven't heard about.
Yeah, it is 53 years to be exact, because my first year in tax world and accounting was spent over here in Washington in the city of Kirkland.
Cool. Well, Nick is already starting to take calls. We have a little less than 2 minutes, so here's what we're going to do. We will take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Philip. Let's get Philip's call.
He just had a quick comment.
Philip, go ahead. You have a quick comment. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about taxes. I was not meaning to do that. I every once in a while get on the radio, and it's been quite a while. In regard to taxes, I suppose, I think it was the Office of the Budget Management report. I try to get stuff off of .gov sites, because otherwise everybody pretends like that's fake news, right? If it comes from the government, then at least you can say it's the same fake news we're all dealing with.
We have exactly one minute, Phil. Go ahead.
Well, it looks like to me that more revenue was coming from individual income taxpayers by about tenfold than from tariffs or all the other things that people are excited about. What do you have to say about that?
Okay, thank you. Walt?
Well, I would say with regards to tariffs in relationship to income taxes, depending upon the time of year and whether or not the lawsuits prevail, that ratio is always going to be under a constant change. And the president and the administration's trying to become more reliant on tariffs and less reliant on income taxes for various reasons. We'll just have to wait and see.
We're going to come right back with Walt after this quick timeout. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 406-721-1290. This is Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back after this.
Life is full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you and join the mission.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to Talk Back. Again, our special guest on the phone is Walt Kiro with Elevated Tax and Accounting, and calls are already coming in for you, Walt, and I believe we have Charlie waiting. Charlie, good morning. You're on with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Sunday, I got on my computer to pay my quarterly taxes for June 15th. So I went to the Montana website, the TAP portal, and was able to pay my quarterly to the state. And then I spent about an hour trying to pay on the IRS website. And I filled out the form, you know, name, address, all of that stuff, Social Security number, and entered my address that I had used for my tax returns for, the last 20 years, whatever. But it would it kept coming back that I needed to enter an address. And there's two spots, a P.O. box and then a physical address. And it would not allow me to enter my address. I tried it several different ways, like, Montana Highway 200 East Highway Montana 200, you know, the whole bit. And I just couldn't pay it online. So I ended up having to send a check Monday morning.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an issue like that or heard of anything like that going on?
Yeah, Charlie, I have. And here's the first thing to do is match up the address that you use on your tax return with the piece of correspondence from the IRS. And have you gotten any hate mail or letters from the IRS?
Not recently. It's been years.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I like to do. That's my first step is matching that up. The second thing in this, I hate to say this, but you'd get on the line, on the phone with the IRS and try to get that address issue resolved. Did you try using both the P.O. box and the physical address when you were attempting to make the payment?
Yes. Yeah. The first line was, what is your physical address or something like that, I think. And I just assumed that to be the street address. And then the next line is a spot for apartment suite number. And then the next line is for a P.O. box. And the physical address box and the P.O. box was flagged red that I needed to correct. Like I said, I even went and got my tax returns from last year to find out what address Elevated Taxes used on it. And I entered it just exactly as Elevated did, and it still flagged it, and I just couldn't get it done. So I just thought maybe you might have some kind of answer for me. I will say I did Google the IRS website, and then it came up and, there's various categories, and I clicked on make a payment, and it took me right to the IRS website and then, to fill out that page. But like I said, I tried it, six ways from Sunday. What am I trying to say here?
Combinations?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, thank you. And I just, it just did not work for me. So I was wondering if maybe just by chance that I was not on the official IRS website, or should
I couldn't tell, unless I was sitting there with you, I wouldn't be able to help you. But there is, did they, when you were doing that, Charlie, did they reference the electronic filing tax payment system, EFTPS?
No, they did not. There was something like There was nothing about that on there that I recall.
Yeah, I see there's a primary system for making federal government payments, and that's through what they call this system, EFTPS. And but that's not going to help us with your present issue. Did you, when you were doing your permutations of attempts with address, did you just use the P.O. box without the physical address?
No, I used my physical address. Like I said, I tried it. I live on Highway 200 East. So I was going through trying just different combinations, you know, Montana Highway 200 East, East Highway 200 Montana. You know, I went through a myriad of combinations trying to get it to go through, but it just kept flagging it. And I mean, I probably made maybe 8 to 10 attempts to, you know, try to get my address all straightened out.
Tell you what, gentlemen, we're just seconds away from a hard break here. We're going to hold you over and let Walt continue to answer that question because it's a very important question. So we're going to try to get the answer for you from Walt Carroll as we return from On to Talk Back here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We're going to come right back after this.
Dennis Bragg updating your forecast. A slight chance of scattered showers Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and cooler with highs closer to normal for this time of the year, around the mid-70s. There's still a chance for gusty winds later in the afternoon as well, lingering into the evening with that 20% chance of showers. We'll start to warm up again Thursday. In fact, this could be the first real consistent stretch of summer-like temperatures with highs into the mid to upper 80s to end the week and plenty of sunshine lasting right through the weekend.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Being a family caregiver can be rewarding, but it can also be expensive. Search caregiver compensation programs at the AARP Foundation Paid for Care Hub, developed with support from United Healthcare. Visit paidforcare.aarpfoundation.org.
Welcome back. This is Talk Back here on the Montana Talks Radio Network and all across the state of Montana. Walt Kirohr, our resident CPA from Elevated Tax and Accounting, joining us, and we continue our conversation with Charlie. So please go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, okay, Charlie. I've had a chance to think about this a little. Did you try using the same address that's on your state return?
Yes. Yep, I didn't have
not worse.
Well, wait a minute. I have a TAP account. Like they retain my information, you know, my bank routing number and all of that. So when I go on and log in, it knows who I am, you know, with my username and password. So I don't even have to fill. I don't even have to fill out all of that. You know, I just click on make a payment and do it that way. One thing, Walt, I'd like to ask you about is the Department of Treasury the same as the IRS?
Yes and no. Here's the answer to that. The IRS is a subsection, it's a department, it's a sub-department of the Department of Treasury. So it answers to the Department of Treasury. So
okay, so it would be basically the same website, because I just Googled IRS, and you know, it came up, and I clicked on it, you know, make a payment, and it took me right to a page right across the top that said IRS, you know, something else, but there was no Department of Treasury. So I'm wondering, maybe there's some kind of snafu in between them. Maybe if I went to the Department of Treasury website, I could.
You could do that, but I think you're going to waste an awful lot of time. What I would do is get a good book or have a good project to do and call the IRS at 1-800-829-1040. Go through the wait or leave your number and have them call you back, because until you get the address they're using, you're just going to be spinning your wheels.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, if it wouldn't have been Sunday, I would have called them and, done that, because I figured it's going to be a wait. But anyway, all right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'll do. I will get on the phone with them and get a good book, I guess. So,
there is an alternative. You can go to the local IRS office, but you need to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
And good luck with that.
Yeah, it's months out. I already tried that earlier this year for some reason. We were trying to do that. But, all right. Well, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. Okay, let's try to get one more call
before
we take a break. Ed is up next. Ed, good morning. You're on with Walt.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, Ed.
We're one of the last people to file paper returns, okay? And this year, I get a letter from the state saying there's a problem. And the problem is I sent off the return without the signature of Mrs. Ed, okay? But it's pretty simple. They give you a form, and you fill it out, and you send it back, okay?
Yeah.
And I knew at that point I was going to get one from the IRS, and I did. I got the same kind of letter saying return received, but that was it. Needed to give them the second signature on it and send it off. But it's been quite a while now. Usually we get the refund in as little as 3 weeks, you know, but now you get on, Where's My Refund? And it says, processing your return. And the IRS, Where's My Refund? Says, return received. That's it. Is this just real slow because there's a glitch in the system and it gets put in the bottom of a pile of paperwork?
We have 30 seconds, gentlemen, before we take a break.
Yeah, the answer is definitely yes. If you have something that's out of the ordinary, it's going to be put at the end of the line of a different line, and they'll get to it when they get to it. And you're just going to be waiting.
All right. And with that, gentlemen, we're going to take
fixing that.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. We have more. We have all of our phone lines open, 721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. Our special guest, Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. We'll be right back after this.
TalkBackers sponsor with KGRZ Sports. Here's your sports update, brought to you by Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles at a no-pressure buying experience. Located off Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Here's Ace Sauerwein.
The latest development in Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby's case is he is now turning his attention and applying for the NFL supplemental draft. This comes just a little over a week after a judge granted a temporary injunction to let him play for the Red Raiders in 2026. Then came more legal problems. The Big 12 filed a federal injunction to try and discipline Sorsby. Multiple schools like Georgia and Nebraska said they would not schedule Texas Tech for any sport moving forward. And now we have this. Looks like Sorsby's heading to the NFL, or at least trying to. The Las Vegas Golden Knights announced that John Tortorella will not be back as head coach. Tortorella was hired with just 8 games remaining in the regular season. He then led the Knights to a Stanley Cup final appearance. That's a look at sports. I'm Ace Howerwine.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Blowing out your birthday candles should be easy. But if you have undiagnosed COPD, you may find yourself short of breath. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years to your life. If you have symptoms like wheezing or chronic cough, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
It's Talk Back on Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls this morning. And our special guest on the phone is Walt Caro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And calls are starting to come in. But, Walt, you had some other things you wanted to share before we start taking some more calls, sir. Please go ahead.
This is a quickie. On health savings accounts, they inflation adjusted that. And for 2027, for calendar year 2027, they're going to allow $4,500 for a single plan and $9,000 for a family plan. So kind of a little bit of good news, but that's just the inflation adjustment. So we've got a call, or do you want me to carry on?
Yes, we do. We have a Chris from Columbia Falls calling this morning. Chris, thanks for calling TalkBack. You're on with Walt Caro. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, do you consider this, what I'm about to say, as fraud in plain sight? You've heard of the saying pork barrel product, things that the government does. I have a page here, just this one page, 60 hits showing the kind of pork barrel. Is this kind of stuff, is this going on still? I mean, things like $6.4 million for a Bavarian ski resort in Kellogg, Idaho. One more. 170 sex life with Japanese quail. Now, is this stuff still going on, you think?
Oh, I think it is, just because of our government structure, because politicians have a tendency to buy votes with our money.
Why can't we get rid of it?
And as long as that is in play, you're always going to have these types of spending programs.
4,000 to see if pigeons follow human economic laws.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there.
You're talking
Pryor,
about it.
David Pryor used to have the Golden Fleece Award. Anyway, yeah.
Well, if you can't get rid of it, then you're just going to have this continuing process of problems, you know. And I've mentioned this many times, you know, when your outgo exceeds your income, your up keeps your downfall. America, you know, you're heading for a great fall. If you don't get some of this stuff under control, we could use that money. I could invest the money in a lot of different projects. I've been in business all my life. I'm 86. So there's things you can do. You just won't do it.
Right. Well, you got to have the will. Our elected officials have to have the will and fortitude to not do those sorts of things. But they're tempted all the time because they want to get reelected. And one of the ways to get reelected is buying votes.
I thought we were America. I thought we had the will. You look at the economy, you look at the way the stock market's growing today, even in a crisis situation, you know, we still have it. So, I mean, it's just that they just can't let go of that purse string. You know, like, you pay the property tax, you could lower that still a lot more, and I could invest in property, but they put stumbling blocks in the way. You can't do this, you can't do that. You know, if you want to put a thing on your property to rent for tourists or something like that, if you put two, then you're it's ridiculous.
Okay. And yep. Well,
I think you'll find that America wants
bigger items.
Thank you.
Won't do it.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. All right. 721-1240-672-1290 is our number. If you have a tax question, that's why Walt is here to answer your tax questions or about things economic. Of course, Walt is with Elevated Tax and Accounting, our resident CPA. And for the next about 2.5 minutes, the floor is yours, Walt. What would you like to share with us?
Okay. The first thing from the stack of stuff is from our friends at the Tax Foundation, and they had an article the first of the month titled "Targeting High Earners is Misguided and Will Worsen States' Fiscal Positions." Now, a prime example of that is over here in the state of Washington. They just put in place a 9.9% income tax on people making more than $1 million. Well, it's kind of an outstanding thing that they did, because Washington's never had an income tax before. So, you know, they decided they would try that instead of a wealth tax. And the state of Washington has an inheritance tax. So if they instituted a wealth tax, it'd be a double dip on the same asset base. But you know, they don't, you know, government, you know, is kind of like a hog. The more you feed it, the more it'll eat. But, why is targeting high earners misguided? Now, most, not all, but most high earners are already paying the maximum bill that they already have. But these states like Washington, California, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Virginia have structural budget deficits. So because of that structural budget deficits, they're not looking to cut spending. They're looking to raise revenue and, you know, introduce more spending. So that's why, you know, covering these deficits with assets and income from high earners is misguided. They're already paying, well, you can always have arguments about fair share, but they're already paying the lion's share of the burden of taxation. Those policies make the state itself less competitive with other states.
You bet. And with that, we're up against a commercial break here. 721-1290 is our number. Walt is here to answer your tax questions. So he'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning. So give us a call, 406-721-1290, anywhere in the state of Montana, where we're statewide now here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Have a tax question, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Coming right back after this.
You've just had an.
Hey, the Wednesday edition of Talkback rolls along this morning. Get ready to wrap up our first hour with Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And phone calls are waiting for you, Walt. John is up next. John, good morning. You're on with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Hi, John.
Turn it down. Hi. Just a comment. I just Googled. I feel for the guy who is...
Hi, Walt.
I just Googled why you'd have problems with the flagging, and it's one of the first reason that came up was autofill tools in Chrome often inject hidden spaces and in misaligned text and zip code fields. And since the IRS database is extremely strict, it says, for example, street or ST instead of street spelled out, things like that. And I just feel for the guy because I've had those battles getting flagged for doing things for the military, trying to do self-service for the military, and it's so frustrating. So anyway, I just felt for the guy trying to do his own thing and get it taken care of, and that autofill feature, I never use it anymore, and I think that's probably what it was, because he said his information usually autofills for his banking, etc. And that's caused me more problems than and not understanding all these little intricacies of how tech works is frustrating. And then I wanted to further say, for an agency that's responsible for collecting the revenue for the entire country, I think it's ridiculous that we don't have the kind of service, quote-unquote, IR revenue service that we get at Walmart or any of our banks, that we should be able to just go in. We shouldn't have to have an appointment made and jump through a bunch of hoops just to get something straightened out so we can pay our taxes. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir. Walt, go ahead, please.
Well, you're talking to the choir here. Service, you have to have personality to have service. And so far, you know, the IRS doesn't have much personality. And but when it comes to service, being personal, being available, being, it used to be the IRS had offices in Kalispell, Missoula, and the major towns, and that's all gone by the wayside. Now, they have reestablished those offices, but now they don't have, they have a labor shortage. And it's just too bad because we're not going to get back to a personal service type agency until they make commitments and get more people and people with experience. And so we're going to be dealing with computers more and more, and that's going to be an exhibition of frustration.
Let's try to get one more call in before the top of the hour break. Dave, go ahead. You're on with Walt.
Yes. Yes, good morning. I understand what you're talking about in Washington. By taxing the wealthy, we obviously know they're going to take their money and they're going to move to a low tax state like Montana and bring their money and their jobs with them. I had this idea, since wealthy people are the job creators, the poor people, all they have is their money goes to food and living expenses and a tiny bit more. In fact, I heard a number that said that if they got hit with a $1,000 bill, suddenly they would have to borrow money just to pay that bill. So, I mean, they're not going to be creating any jobs. So maybe we should stop taxing wealthy people, and that way they can create more jobs, and America will have more jobs. So I'm just curious what you think of that.
Got about a minute and a half. Walt, go ahead.
Okay, well, just as a response to that is, well, let's look at Elon Musk. He bailed out of California. He moved just some, not all, but some of his businesses out of California, went to Texas. Texas is a low-tax state for individuals. It has a corporate tax, but it's pretty low by corporate tax standards. But just yesterday or this week, when he took SpaceX to an IPO, he made 4,000 of his employees millionaires, including janitors.
Wow!
And he himself became a trillionaire. But if he has that kind of income, well, guess who's going to be paying a big income tax on that income? So, has he created jobs? Well, I think so. He's created a lot of jobs. And, I haven't seen where some of the people like George Soros or Bernie Sanders creating jobs. All they do is create chaos.
All right. So we're coming up.
Anyway,
go ahead, please. Finish your thought.
Oh, that's it. We can take our break and have a good time.
You bet. We're going to do that. The top of the hour break coming up. We have Michelle from Corvallis. We're going to ask you really appreciate your patience. And we want to get your call on as soon as we can, but we're running out of time in this segment. So, and just for everybody else out there, give us a call, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And get in the queue, and Walt will be answering your tax questions in the second hour of our show with Walt Carroll from Elevated Tax and Accounting. We're going to come right back with more Talk Back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Talk Back are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's Talk Back. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Talk Back. I am Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And for those just joining us this morning, Walt Carroll is a dear friend of Talk Back. He's been on for many, many years. Walt is owns Elevated Tax and Accounting here in Missoula and is a, well, we call him our resident CPA. He's with us a couple times a month to share tax advice. So if you have a question on your local, state, federal, whatever income taxes, then now's the time to give us a call. He's here specifically to answer your questions this morning at 1-406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So, Walt, good morning and welcome back, sir.
Well, good morning, and good morning to all of Montana now. That's great.
You bet. And if you wouldn't mind, for our ones who are just joining us who haven't had a chance to hear a little bit of your story, share a little bit about what you do and why you're on the air with us so often, that we appreciate so much.
Oh, okay. Cliff Note version, I was born and raised in Billings. I graduated from Billings Senior High School way back when, 1968. And I graduated from the University of Montana in accounting, and I've been a practicing CPA since 1973. So we're pushing on 53 years. And why I like to do this? Well, I consider it a public service, and I want to help get the general public at large as financially literate as possible. Now, there's more to financial literacy than just income tax, but income tax is a large portion of our family budget. And if we can minimize your tax, of course, within the confines of the law, that's more money for you. And if I can save you money, that makes my day.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we enjoy having Walt on with us so much, because you are willing to answer questions, and sometimes the questions are easy, but sometimes they're hard. So let's try to get one call in before we take a break. This is Michelle from Corvallis. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning, Walt. Anyways, I just had unfortunate incidents where they say that the IRS will not contact you via email. Well, I was getting all these emails, and I did answer it. I used one of their little highlighted things and went into the IRS. It goes through ID.me and then to this IRS thing where you have to give them your Social Security number, date of birth, and your filing status, and how much your refund is. And anyways, I did that multiple times, and you know, there was absolutely no response. So then, of course, I get the word that the IRS does not contact you via email. So I called the fraud department at the Department of Treasury or whatever. And fortunately, I was able to get an IRS person to talk to. But I think the only way to get through to the IRS is by reporting fraud personally. No one else seems to care or answer. So there's that. And I also wanted to know, I have an LLC for investments, and I want to move money out of that LLC to build a house, what are the tax ramifications in the process of doing that?
All right, we've got some very important questions here, and we're running we have a hard break coming up in just a minute. We're going to hold you over, and Walt is going to be answering those questions when we come back. 406-721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We appreciate everybody calling. Walt will be with us for this entire hour here on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Talkbackers brought.
Dennis Bragg updating your forecast. A slight chance of scattered showers Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and cooler with highs closer to normal for this time of the year, around the mid-70s. There's still a chance for gusty winds later in the afternoon as well, lingering into the evening with that 20% chance of showers. We'll start to warm up again Thursday. In fact, this could be the first real consistent stretch of summer-like temperatures with highs into the mid to upper 80s to end the week and plenty of sunshine lasting right through the weekend.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us on Talkback for this Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen is taking your phone calls this morning. Our expert on the phone is Walt Kirov, a resident CPA from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And let's continue with Michelle. So go ahead, Michelle, please.
No, Walt can answer the question.
Walt, you wanted to answer her question. I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, is Michelle still on the line?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here.
I just need to ask a question. Is your LLC owned by you individually, or is there more than one owner?
No, just myself.
Okay. Okay, that simplifies things because the IRS and tax law treats this single member LLC as a disregarded entity. And what that means, the bottom line is, for income tax purposes, it's basically ignored. So if you need money to build a house from your investments, it's no different than if you had that brokerage account in your name only and not the LLC. So if you pull money out of there, you're still going to be paying the tax on whatever that brokerage account made in terms of interest, dividends, capital gains, and whatnot. But you may trigger capital gains if you sell some assets, but you should work with your broker to take advantage of some investments may have had capital losses in them, and so you can tax harvest those losses to offset gains. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. But like, is there accelerated depreciation or something, you know, on the other side, so that you can not have this huge tax, something to balance it?
Well, the accelerated depreciation is usually on equipment, and that involves having a small, closely held business. It's hard to get that kind of depreciation to you personally through a publicly traded entity. So, you know, I'm assuming most of your investments are in publicly traded companies.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not impossible, but it's very rare to be able to get bonus depreciation and whatnot from a investment through brokerage houses. It's not impossible, but it's somewhat rare.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And just,
okay. Good luck.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, did the folks from the Department of Treasury guide you on how to protect yourself from future scams?
No, but, you know, that whole thing with, like, LifeLock Norton, You know, they've been hacked. Their entire database has been hacked twice. Once is LifeLock, and again, once it was Norton LifeLock. So I don't really see that there's a lot of protection against fraud. And I think the IRS and this whole thing about Social Security numbers is a bad system. There needs to be a unique identifier or something that people have. So, anyways, it's just ripe with fraud.
Yeah, well, all I say is good luck and keep your guard up, because with that information out there, they're going to be coming at you.
All right, let's get another call in before we have to take a break. Candy is on the line. Candy, good morning. You're on Talkback with Walt Kuro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Candy.
How are you, Walt?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Okay, just listening to the conversation, and it provoked a question. When are the American reparations is the subject. When are the American people going to get reparations for all the theft and fraud that we have experienced in our lifetimes, the people that are alive? When is that going to happen? When are we going to be repaid for the theft?
Oh, well, the answer is never. We'll never be repaid for all the fraud that's gone on. They're working to recover, but I think they're recovering probably 5-10 cents on the dollar from the fraud.
But when is it going to come back to us in a big fat check for all this stuff?
Never.
Okay, that's what I thought, and I'm sorry, but these fraudsters owe us millions upon millions upon trillions of dollars. So I don't see an end until we, the taxpayer, get reparations. Then that's a sad thing. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And can you imagine what that would do to the national debt if we had to try to somehow dig up that money and return it to all the taxpayers, despite the fact that we have, $39 trillion in debt?
Yeah. Well, you remember some of the fraud that took place during COVID. The guy in Bozeman that was buying fancy cars with his loan money.
Right.
And, those kinds of things, they do confiscate those cars and whatnot. Yeah. But again, the amount that they collect versus what is lost is not very much.
All right. With that, we're coming up against a break, and we have Dave waiting to visit with you. And by the way, all of our other phone lines are open. If you have a tax question, that's why Walt Kuro is with us with Elevated Tax and Accounting. He's here to answer your questions free of charge from his over 50 years of tax preparation experience. So if you have a question or a comment, now's the time to get in the queue, because several phone lines are open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5300. Again, we want to say thank you for joining us here on the Montana Talks Radio Network throughout the state of Montana. We're coming back right after this quick timeout.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. With the arrival of summer heat and the number of fires breaking out the region, it's time to start being careful about starting wildfires. You might not realize how dangerous your hot truck, car, and trailer could be. That's leading to some new warnings, as J.D. Knight reports.
Recent rains in the mountains and plains of Montana have turned the countryside green, but despite the moisture, much of the state remains under drought conditions. As warmer temperatures arrive during summer, agencies across the state are reminding recreational recreationists to check both on and off-road vehicles for possible problems that could lead to a fire. Residents are urged to check safety chains and tow straps when towing trailers for possible dragging, creating sparks. Other tips include being aware of tall grass when parking, which could ignite from exhaust pipes or even hot brakes. A full checklist can be found on our station website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm J.D. Knight.
Montana's leading cities hear citizen complaints on a regular basis on everything from high taxes to traffic. But Nick Northern says a new national ranking says some of Montana's largest cities are among the best run in the country.
Montana is getting some recognition for how well its cities are managed, with a new report ranking the best run cities in the state. According to the list, Missoula and Billings all landed near the top thanks to factors like financial stability, public safety, and quality of city services. The rankings look at how effectively local governments are operating compared to other cities across the country, and these Montana communities held their own in several key areas. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
As expected, a coalition of groups launching a legal challenge against the Bitterroot Front Plan, a multi-year effort by the Forest Service to keep the Bitterroot Valley safe from the big spread of wildfire, but the groups say it would harm endangered species, and they said they're going to file an intent to sue. This is the Montana State News Network.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Hey, we're back. This is Talkback. 721-1290 is the number, 1-800-568-5309. Walt Kiro is our special guest on the phone from Elevated Tax and Accounting. So let's continue with the conversation, Walt.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we have Fred from Butte standing by. Fred, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback with Walt.
Morning, Fred.
Hi, guys. I got a simple, straightforward question. I look in the tax information, and my brother passed away, and it doesn't appear that I owe any federal or state taxes other than the gains in his bank accounts occurred. Does that make any sense, because it's inheritance?
Yeah, Fred, the answer is yes. If you inherit a bank account, the only thing you're going to have to pay tax on is the interest income from the point in time that that bank account became yours. The principal of the bank account has already had tax paid on it, so you don't have to pay tax again. Now, if your brother had an IRA account that you inherited, then you would have to pay tax on that. But I'm assuming, that's not the case. You say this is a bank account. So I'm assuming that, yeah, there's no tax on that, income tax on that, other than what I described.
Yeah, that's what I can't really believe, that the Fed or the state, neither one is in my pockets for that.
But that's why it's kind of hard to believe. But if you think about it, your brother paid income tax on the income that created that money in the first place. So for you to pay another income tax on that would be a double tax, and that's why they don't do it.
Okay, hard to believe, but I'll take it.
Yeah,
thank
take
you
it and run. Wear it in good health.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Let's get Diane from Marion on. Diane, thanks for calling all the way from Marion. You're on with Walt Carroll. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Walt.
Hi, Diane.
Montana. I have a question. Back in about March, I received a letter from the IRS, a notice CP-24, letting me know that my deceased husband was to receive a refund for his 2025 tax return. It said if I didn't have any disagreements with that, just to let it go, and I would receive a check within so many weeks. Well, the weeks came and went. I went down to the IRS office in Kalispell, and I asked them, and after a very humiliating search, they said, well, they needed to update the information, and I should receive a check in about 3 weeks. It has now been a month. I've spent hours online dialing every phone number, accessing the IRS. I can't find any information whatsoever. I try to enter his Social Security number, which, of course, once he's deceased, he doesn't have a Social Security number, so then they require an ITIN number, which I don't have. The only thing they issued to me was a EIN number, and that doesn't work. So I can't get into the IRS online. The Social Security office in Kalispell is virtually non-existent, and what do I do?
Okay, Diane, here's what I would recommend doing. There's an IRS office in Helena called the Taxpayer Advocate Office.
Okay.
And enlist their help, because your situation is one where they do actually a pretty good job at that. You'll have to contact them, and they'll open a case for you. And they don't open cases for everybody, but in this situation, I think they will. And I think that's the quickest way for you to get your money and get your husband's refund.
Well, that's the best direction I've been pointed to. Do you have a phone number for them?
I have it right here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
let Peter fill you in.
The IRS Taxpayer Advocate Service is in Helena. And the phone number, are you ready to write this down? It's 406.
I am, yes.
Yeah, 406-444-8668.
406-444-8668.
That's correct, ma'am. You bet.
Okay, well, I will give them a call, and hopefully the third time will be a charm.
Best of luck to you,
ma'am. Diane, and, I'm hoping for good luck, and let us know how it works out.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Have a good day.
You bet, Diane.
All right, there you go. And so we're like less than a minute away from a break, Walt. So how can folks contact you if they have questions about taxes, things like that?
Okay, well, the best way is to call the office, 406-549-2288. Well, and since I'm on call these days,
right.
You'll just have to leave a message, and then I'll get back to them.
Great.
That's the best way.
We're gonna come right back, and when we come back, the phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. If you have a tax question, now's the time to get on the queue for Walt Carroll. Support for Tond.
75 years of research.
75 years of policy.
75 years of opportunity.
75 years of freedom.
This is 75 years of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Join us at mda75.org.
Hey, Talk Back continues on this Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls this morning. And, of course, our special guest on the phone, our resident CPA, Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And Dave has been waiting very patiently through the break. Dave, good morning. You're on with Walt. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I thought you were talking about, you were talking about SpaceX. You know, and I'm a great fan of SpaceX, and I'm really, really like what they've been doing. But, you know, between 74 and 80% of their revenue year over year is tax dollars. And that Elon Musk has even said that without those tax dollars, SpaceX would have failed. So, I mean, he owes a lot to us taxpayers to keep his business going, and it's doing a good job. But I'm not a fan of Doge, and it was supposed to be a great thing, but it didn't seem to measure up to what they said it would do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Doge, I think was a good thing from the aspect of it finally drew some attention to the burdening bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and they've cut out Doge, and what was implemented was a cutting out of about 10% of the federal workforce, about 295,000 employees, and I would have hoped, I would like to have seen about a 30% cut, but, you know, we'll take 10% as a help, and I don't know if we've seen much of an impact on the federal government from that reduction of 10% of its workforce. So, you know, we'll see. You know, Doge was just kind of short term. It's too bad we wouldn't have something in place long term, because we need a counter effect to Congress and Congress's pork barrel.
Well, I'm not saying how many, but quite a few of the people they cut out came back to work out later when they found out they needed them. So, who knows? Cutting waste is one person's waste is another person's paycheck. So I think it's a tough situation.
Well, yeah, in some cases that's true, Dave, but with all the fraud in Medicare, Medicaid, the COVID-related fraud and all that stuff with those loans, there's a lot of money that just went out the door never to be seen again, and Candy will never get her rebate or her reparation from all that fraud, which is unfortunate. It's just too bad.
Well, I disagree with one point. Money goes out. Money doesn't just disappear and go disappear into the ether. Money moves to somewhere else, and it circles through the economy. It just doesn't disappear. But thank you,
Dave. Thanks for the call. And Walt, I will tell you that I think the title Department of Government Efficiency is the ultimate oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that just hit me. Real, you know. Okay, government efficiency. What's wrong with that phrase?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's a noble goal.
You bet. Well, we have about a minute before we have to take a commercial break here. So, any quick tips before we turn over to the commercials?
Oh, okay. Well, I was in the middle of discussing targeting high earners by the states.
Right.
Is misguided. And what we're seeing now in some of the states, you know, like California, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, their top earners are already leaving and running to Florida and North Carolina. And when they go, they take their investment dollars with them. And that's, it's just, when you create policies that chase people out of your state, it's not going to help your situation. And a lot of those states, California, Minnesota, New York, and Rhode Island even, have structural deficits built into their budget, which means there's overspending. I wish they wouldn't say structural budget imbalances, because it's just flat out overspending. And so how they're getting away with that is beyond me when most states have a balanced budget requirement. So somebody's shirking responsibility when that happens.
You bet. We're going to come right back. Our phone lines are open, by the way. If you have a question for Walt Kiro, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Walt will be with us all the way till the top of the hour with his great tax advice from Elevated Tax and Accounting. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's a competitive.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Talk Back. Rolling right along. And of course, this is a special day for us because Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting is sharing his well over 50 years of tax preparation experience with our listeners. And Walt, again, we appreciate that very, very much. And Jeff is waiting. Jeff, go ahead. You're on with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Walt. Good morning, Montana. First of all, I wanted to say that the advice you gave to Diane was spot on in terms of the IRS office in Montana or in Helena. I used them several years ago. They aren't IRS employees who live in Montana. They're Montanans who happen to work for the IRS, and they do excellent work. And I can't go ahead.
Yeah, well stated, Jeff.
Yeah. And regarding Doge, I have to say that I think if Doge did nothing else, they got rid of the USAID, U.S. Agency for International Development.
Yes.
That agency was funding thousands of NGOs around the world doing all sorts of things that were ridiculous. And the fact that it's gone now is wonderful. One example, and this just came up in the news this week, is remember Tulsi Gabbard back in 2022 talked about how there was a bio lab in Ukraine, and she was ridiculed. She was deplatformed. She was shunned. She was put on the quad S list by the TSA and had to go through body cavity searches every time she got on an airplane. She was just completely lambasted. And then she became the director of national intelligence. And just this week, she released a bunch of declassified information that, well, lo and behold, there are over 120 bio labs in over 30 countries around the world that the U.S. has funded. So something that was once a conspiracy theory has been proven to be true. And it was mainly funded through USAID, and it was identified by Doge. So anybody who says Doge didn't do anything, just doing what they did in terms of USAID was enough for me. They more than made their gave us value for the money that they spent. So folks who say they don't know of anything it did well are either ignorant or lying. And I won't say which, but you can't say that and have any knowledge of the facts. So enough of a rant for me.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because I forgot about USAID getting nixed. And they were also funding a lot of political activities, those NGOs. And we won't say what party they were supporting, but anyway.
But the NGOs, the problem is that the U.S. government has no business funding non-governmental organizations. And I say that as a Catholic. They were funding the Catholic Church, Catholic Charities to the tune of billions of dollars.
And what were those folks doing? They were spending money getting folks to the border, giving them food, and basically undermining our border security. And that was wrong. And they shouldn't have gotten that money. And I have some real reservations about some of the supposed charities the Catholic Church is doing now, and I investigate very carefully the money that I donate to various Catholic organizations, simply because some of them are Catholic in name only and can't be trusted. So, and I say that as a devout Catholic who practices Christ's practice constantly, but I don't want to let anybody off the hook, including my own faith.
Right.
Well, there is such a thing as using wisdom when you're donating to whatever nonprofit or whatever you want to support. Do some investigative work. Find out what they're all about, and then you'll feel more comfortable with your investment.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm wise or not, but I do try to discern more and more as I get older still.
You got it. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. By the way, phone lines are open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 for our friend Walt Kiro, our resident CPA. And Denise is waiting. Denise, go ahead. You're on with Walt.
Hi, this is Denise. Sorry, Walt. I'll get the first right. So I want to ask, have you ever heard of a book called The Richest Man in Babylon?
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
So, just to give a background, I found my new high school graduation gift. It was written in the 1920s. It is written as from the point of view of the richest man in Babylon, and how did he become rich, and how did he do it? And it is the exact same principles that are being taught by Dave Ramsey and other financial conservative individuals. I would highly recommend it for anyone to give to the younger population who are not being taught financial basics and for sound living. And so I would, again, 1920s book, and principles that it preaches about, if you will, are timeless. So I just wanted to get that out. And if you want, it's free. If you want to listen to it on audiobooks, it's a free audiobook. So I don't remember who wrote it, but look it up.
It was written by George Clason.
Oh. There you go. Thank you.
No problem.
Peter.
Oh, George Clinton. Okay.
No. Clason. Clason.
Yeah. So anyway. That's my two cents, and people should look it up. It's a short read, but again, it's a little bit more palatable, if you will, because it's written as in, you know, you get 10 shekels, and what do you do with the 10 shekels?
Right.
So it's not as in your face of in modern vernacular, if you will.
It talks about ancient Babylon is what it does. So anyway, we're up against a break. Thank you for the book suggestion. It's great. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And hey, why not give it a try? 406-721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We're coming right back with more with Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting when we return right after this quick time out on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. It's Talk Back. Getting into our final segments now with the Walt Kiro, our resident CPA from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And let's see, I believe Joel from Bozeman is standing by. Joel, good morning. You're on with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joel.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, sir. I've heard on YouTube about a $6,000 exemption for us ancient people in Social Security. Would that have been covered in the tax info in the computer programs that they sell? No, I've got a my tax accountant. It's my daughter, and she can't ask very, very many technical questions.
Joel, that's an excellent question. The answer is yes. Almost all the tax softwares out there incorporated that $6,000 senior deduction. If you qualify for the deduction, it's considered automatically in the software. And, not everybody who's senior gets that deduction, because if you make too much money, they punish you and you don't get that deduction. But for most people, probably 70-80% of the population out there in tax land got the benefits of that deduction.
I kind of thought that would be your answer. Oh, thank you, sir. You gave out a number with the last four digits was 2288, but I didn't get the prefix on the 2288.
Okay. Sure. The prefix is 549.
I got the five. Thank you very much. Very kind to answer that question for me. I can rest easy now. Thank you.
Yeah, you can. Have a good day.
Thank you for the call. We have about 4 minutes left in our time together, Walt, and we've barely scratched the surface of your top 10. So what would you like to share with us?
Well, let's get into your curiosity was piqued about the ongoing fight against frivolous tax arguments.
Yes, sir.
And this will never go away as long as we have an income tax system. And the IRS and courts regularly contend with taxpayer theories for not paying tax that clearly are not based on a reasonable understanding and application of law. These arguments and positions are commonly referred to as frivolous arguments. And to discourage taxpayers from making frivolous arguments, the tax court they're not required to, but they may impose a penalty either in response to an IRS motion for sanctions, or the court itself can do that against taxpayers that make frivolous arguments. In 2025, there was a tax case in a memo decision with some folks called the Frenches. Michael and Don French filed their 2020 1040 and reporting retirement income by Michael French. Don received wage and income payments, and the couple did not include this income on the return. They were audited, and they submitted, during which they submitted a corrected form 1099 for interest income in the amount of zero. The IRS issued a notice. And so they went through the trial, and the IRS got a motion for summary judgment. The Frenches made several frivolous arguments. And so, they just ended up on the losing stick. The Frenches represented themselves in tax court, which, I have testified in tax court, and even though it's just sat in front of a judge, most of the tax court judges are very smart, and they can see through a lot of stuff, especially frivolous arguments. And so, the Frenches pretty much lost the case, and they were hit with a frivolous argument penalty. So, it's okay to be cute, but it's not okay to be cute to the IRS.
Amen to that. They have no sense of humor, trust me. All right. So
not when it comes to this stuff.
You bet. So, Walt, we're getting close to the end of our time together. Give us some contact information. Folks want to contact you and your company on how to help you with their taxes.
Sure. Okay. I am at Elevated Tax and Accounting. We're in the First Interstate Bank building downtown Missoula at the corner of Front and Higgins. It's 101 East Front. We're on the second floor. It's pretty easy to get to, and now they've got parking on that bank parking lot, which is helpful. And you can reach me at 406-549-2288. That's the best way to reach us.
Well, thanks so much. Look forward to our next visit, sir. Thanks so much. Okay, Nick, as we look forward to what's coming up on Thursday's fabulous
I'm still
program,
working on finalizing things for tomorrow, but we'll likely have Bob Seidenschwartz from the Montana World Affairs Council with his guest David Adler for part of the show, and then 9:30 to 10, it'll be Art Wittig, the Montana GOP chairman.
All right, all that's coming up tomorrow, and thanks for all your calls today, and thanks again to Walt Kiro for sharing his expertise. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on TalkBack.